We've moved over to the motor vehicle workshop here at Lowestoft College. I'm with Simon and Ian. It's actually very quiet because I think the students are at lunch at the moment, isn't that right?
Yeah.
I know nothing about cars, so getting a little bit of an interest in cars is always good, especially when you break down and you have no idea why. What are your backgrounds then?
Basically, 30 years ago I was fortunate enough to get a full-blown apprenticeship at a garage about 20 miles away. Extremely busy village garage. Done my apprenticeship at Norwich City College. I stayed at the same place of work for, let's say, 30 years. And in that time, I worked on anything from bicycles right through to 40-ton trucks. So okay. The experience of everything, really.
Move over to you, Simon. Okay, yep. So what do you do here at the college?
What we do here, we run a variety of levels from entry 3, which is pre-level 1, level 1, level 2, all the way to level 3, which is fully qualified.
So just explain to me what level 1 is. So if I wanted to come in to be a mechanic, what is level 1?
So level 1 entails we've got some engine work, we've got brakes, steering, suspension, some of the real basics of how a vehicle works and the industry itself. From then, level 2 would then build on that. And level 3 would be more of the diagnostic side.
I think what's really great is all this is hands-on. You know, it's not all theory-based. You know, I've just been in that room and there's like 4 or 5 engines there and you've got a variety of different cars. You've got Peugeot, Astra, you've got an old... Is that a Nova? No? A Vauxhall Corsa there. So where do you get the cars from, for example?
Variety of different places. We do work with a place in Yarmouth, Dockers, who we do work with when we've got a vehicle that is just no use to us anymore. They will swap it for a vehicle... For themselves, we get generous donations from staff who are finished with cars and friends as well of the college.
I almost feel like I want to tell you about my car problem, but it's probably the wrong time to do it right now.
It is
a beeping noise. So how long are the courses? How long do the courses run for?
The entry 3, level 1 and level 3 all run full time for a year. The level 2 is a lot more to it, so it does run over 2 years. In that, there's opportunity to work with more bench skills, so kind of cutting, drilling, those kind of skills, that the engineering side of things that we don't have as much now in motor vehicle.
So people can come who have no experience whatsoever and you can just basically teach them from the very basics up until the higher level on the courses.
That's right.
What can people come and experience?
Have a good look around all the workshop and all our facilities. Hopefully we should have a vehicle here that's linked up to our diagnostic equipment.
Because you've got all the specifics for, and I don't know what I'm talking about whatsoever, but for MOT testing.
Yes, we have a line here that's set out for MOT testing.
My car's due. Could you fit it in?
I still have the...
Are you an official MOT tester?
I am an official MOT tester.
That's good to know, you see.
Let's say we've got a rolling road to test the brakes, headlight alignment equipment, exhaust emissions equipment. That's all laid out to do a full MOT test.
Brilliant.